proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The timeline of the book of Deuteronomy took place over a very short period of time, probably around 30 days or less. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, Moses wrote, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." The word translated as remember in Hebrew is zachar. Moses sums up the purpose in the wilderness wanderings from God's perspective was to humble, ana, and to prove, nasa. The next verse describes how God worked in the desired humility into the children of Israel. "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna." God worked humility into the lives of the children of Israel by allowing them to go hungry in the Negev desert of Israel. However, God does not leave them hungry. The verse goes on to say that God fed thee, the children of Israel, with manna. God purposely allowed the children of Israel to have an unmet physical need in that terrible desert, and then God met those needs in miraculous ways. Why did God do all this? The remainder of verse 3 says, "That he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." I think this verse teaches that in God's economy, the most important thing is not that our physical needs are met, but rather that we learn to trust him and his word. The writer of Psalm 78 used the entire psalm to speak of this time in the nation's life. He wrote in verse 4, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done." The writer wanted to teach the next generation. The word generation comes from the Hebrew word dor. However, the entire psalm is a stinging rebuke to the generation that came out of Egypt. The psalmist points out over and over their lack of faith. Considering this very matter of God providing them food, he writes, "And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? The generation that perished did so because they did not believe God would take care of them. So God did not let them go into the promised land. God was letting them suffer, hunger and thirst, not because he could not provide, but rather because he was trying to develop their faith and teach them to depend upon him." All three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record Satan's temptation or testing of the Lord Jesus in the same desert. The first test also concerned food, physical needs. Jesus had fasted 40 days and nights, and now was hungry. Satan said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." In other words, Satan was saying, "Prove that you are God, you are hungry, turn these stones into bread and eat." However, Jesus quoted this exact verse in Deuteronomy 8:3 as a counterpoint to Satan's attacks. God's word is more important than our physical needs. It's interesting to note on this that Jesus probably quoted the book of Deuteronomy more than any other book of the Tanakh, thus showing its importance. You know, God uses our physical needs to teach us spiritual lessons. That was the case with the children of Israel in the desert and with the disciples and the multitude in the New Testament. God may allow us to go hungry for a season. He may allow our physical needs to go unmet if that is what it takes for us to learn the lessons that he is trying to teach us. God is concerned with our spiritual growth, and he will allow our physical side to suffer to develop us spiritually. When these times of testing come into our lives, we must remember that God's greatest goal is our spiritual development, and he will faithfully bring it about, regardless of the cost to us. And this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs at our website, ibjm.org. So with that, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM. And as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go to our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.